Collaborative Divorce Playbook. Game-changing strategies for a win-win dissolution. Copyright 2024 by Christy Trussler. Chapter 1. Introduction. A Better Path Forward. If you're listening to this, chances are you're facing one of life's greatest challenges, the end of your marriage. First, let me commend you for seeking out a healthier path forward. Divorce is never easy, but how you choose to navigate the process can make all the difference, not only for you, but for your children and your future. In my over 20 years practicing family law, I've seen firsthand the toll that adversarial, court-driven divorces can take. The emotional wounds, the financial strain, the lasting impact on kids caught in the crossfire. But I've also witnessed the power of a different approach, one grounded in cooperation, respect, and focusing on the future rather than rehashing the past. It's called collaborative divorce. When I first learned about collaborative law in the early 2000s, it resonated deeply with my belief that families, even those restructuring through divorce, deserve a process that preserves their dignity and prioritizes their well-being. Since then, I've worked helping couples untangle their lives and co-parent effectively using the collaborative model whenever possible. So what exactly is collaborative divorce? In a nutshell, it's a voluntary process in which you and your spouse pledge to work together, with the support of specially trained attorneys and neutral professionals, to reach a settlement out of court. Rather than grinding through painful and costly litigation, you conduct a series of two-hour meetings where you work together to reach agreements that meets everyone's needs on property, finances, and child-related issues. Make no mistake, it's hard work. It requires commitment, transparency, and creative problem-solving from both spouses. But the payoff is profound, a more satisfying settlement, tailor-made for your family's unique needs and values. A private process that respects your family. And most important, a foundation for moving forward with integrity and goodwill, particularly if you're committed to co-parenting for the long haul. Make no mistake, it's hard work. It requires commitment, transparency, and creative problem-solving from both spouses. But the payoff is profound. A more satisfying settlement, tailor-made for your family's unique needs and values. A private process that respects your family. And most important, a foundation for moving forward with integrity and goodwill, particularly if you're committed to co-parenting for the long haul. In the chapters ahead, we'll take a deeper dive into the ins and outs of the collaborative process. You'll learn how collaborative divorce compares to litigation and mediation. What the process looks like step by step in Texas. How to assemble your professional team and what role each plays. Strategies for breaking impasse and reaching durable agreements. How to prioritize your children's needs and lay the groundwork for successful co-parenting. Ways to take care of yourself emotionally during the journey. How to transition from married to single life after your divorce. Whether you're just considering your options or you're ready to move forward with the collaborative approach, this audio will be your practical and compassionate guide. As you read on, I encourage you to keep an open mind, stay true to your core values, and never lose sight of the new chapter you're writing for yourself and your family. Know that there is life and love on the other side. Here's to building a bridge from heartache to hope, one mindful step at a time. With gratitude, Christy Trussler. Founding attorney, Trussler Legal, PLLC. Chapter 2. The pitfalls of traditional divorce. In the introduction, we explored how collaborative divorce offers a healthier path forward for families facing the end of a marriage. But to fully appreciate the benefits of this approach, it's important to understand what you're up against with traditional courtroom battles. Buckle up, because we're about to take a sobering look at the pitfalls of litigation. When spouses lawyer up and square off as adversaries, it's like dousing the flames of conflict with gasoline. I've seen it time and again in my practice. Heated courtroom showdowns that drag on for months or even years, racking up astronomical legal bills while leaving both parties feeling emotionally tapped out. And in the end, it's a judge, a complete stranger, who gets to decide the fate of your family and your finances. Talk about a loss of control. Escalating conflict. If you think about it, traditional divorce is a bit like fighting fire with more fire. The adversarial nature of it all, with both sides digging in their heels, can turn even minor disagreements into all-out war. I once had a case where the spouses spent hours arguing in court over who would get the living room sofa. And while some folks might believe that fighting it out is cathartic, in my experience, it usually just breeds more resentment. Prolonged process. Imagine trying to get out of a crowded parking lot after a big concert or game. That's what a litigated divorce can feel like: slow, frustrating, and full of stops and starts. Between court calendars, legal wrangling, and endless negotiations, it's not unusual for the process to grind on for a year or more. Meanwhile, your life is stuck in limbo. Loss of control. Want to know one of the hardest things for my clients going through a court battle? Feeling like some stranger in a black robe is making life-altering decisions for them. In a courtroom, it's the judge who has the final say over your parenting plan, your property division, and your support obligations. And often, no one walks away feeling like they truly won. High financial costs. I'll give it to you straight. Divorce litigation is expensive. Really expensive. You're not just paying your attorney to prepare for and appear at multiple court hearings. You may also be forking over for expert witnesses, court fees, transcripts. The list goes on. And the longer it drags on, the bigger the hit to your bank account. I've seen people's entire nest eggs wiped out by lengthy court fights. Negative impact on children. Of all the casualties of nasty divorce battles, it's the kids who pay the highest price. Even if you do your best to shield them, children absorb that toxic stress and conflict. I've counseled teenage clients who are struggling in school, acting out, even turning to drugs or alcohol to cope with the pressure of being caught between warring parents. The research backs it up. How you divorce has a greater impact on your children's well-being than the divorce itself. Lack of privacy. Imagine having the most painful, intimate details of your marriage and finances laid bare for public consumption. If you're in divorce court, that's exactly what can happen, because those proceedings are a matter of public record. Anyone can sit in the gallery and watch or even request transcripts after the fact. For folks who value their privacy, that's a bitter pill to swallow. Listen, my intent isn't to be all doom and gloom here. I just believe that knowledge is power. The more informed you are about your options, the better positioned you'll be to choose a path that aligns with your values and goals. So yes, divorce is hard, really hard. But it's also an opportunity to take the high road, to choose healing over hatred and collaboration over combat. If you're intrigued by the idea of a better way, keep listening. In the coming chapters, we'll dive into what the collaborative process actually looks like, how to build your team of legal and mental health pros, and how to create a customized divorce settlement that sets your whole family up for a brighter future. Change is never easy, but with the right mindset and support, it can be truly transformative. And remember, you don't have to navigate this alone. If at any point you find yourself thinking, "I need more guidance," know that Trusler Legal and other trained collaborative professionals are just a phone call or email away. Whether you connect with us through Collaborative Divorce Austin, Collaborative Divorce Texas, or the International Academy of Collaborative Professionals, we're here to help you explore your options and find your best way forward. Chapter 3. What is a collaborative divorce? If you're listening to this, chances are you're facing a major life transition, and you're wise enough to want all the facts before charting your course. I commend you for that. Divorce is never easy, but understanding your options can empower you to choose a path that aligns with your deepest values. You may have heard the term collaborative divorce buzzing around, maybe from a friend or in an online search, and wondered if it's just some new age fad. I get it. But stick with me here, because what I'm about to share with you is hands down one of the most positive and powerful ways to navigate the end of a marriage, especially when children are in the picture. At its core, collaborative divorce is about trading courtroom combat for respectful, solutions-oriented negotiation. Imagine you and your spouse sitting down together, supported by a team of specially trained attorneys and neutral professionals, to craft the terms of your divorce. No judge, no jury, no airing of dirty laundry in public. Just two people who once loved each other deeply, coming together to make hard decisions with grace and integrity. Here are the key ingredients that set collaborative divorce apart. Cooperation. The goal here isn't to win, but to reach agreements that meet both parties' core needs and set the whole family up for future success and security. Professional guidance. You're not in this alone. Each spouse has their own collaborative attorney providing individual support and advocacy within the framework of the shared process. These lawyers have special training in interest-based negotiation and commit in writing not to take the case to court. You also have a team of neutral mental health and financial professionals at the table to help with co-parenting plans, budgets, property division, and more. It's comprehensive, and it works. Confidentiality. Forget the courtroom circus. What happens in your collaborative meeting stays there, protected by a legally binding agreement signed by all parties. This creates a safe space for open, honest problem solving. Staying out of court. In a collaborative divorce, you and your professional team work together until you have a comprehensive agreement on all issues. Only then do you appear before a judge, briefly, to have your agreement approved. No ugly surprises, no rolling of the dice, no depleting your kids' college funds on endless legal battles. I know what you might be thinking. If this collaborative thing is so great, why isn't it more common? The reality is, it asks a lot of divorcing couples. It requires two people who, despite their differences, are willing to show up with open minds, put their kids first, and do the hard work of dismantling their marriage with dignity. Not everyone is ready for that. And I get it. Divorce stirs up a lot of painful emotions. But here's what I've learned in over 20 years walking this path with families. When you choose the collaborative process, when you build that nourishing meal together, to borrow an analogy, you're not just saving time and money. You're setting a tone of respect, a model of problem solving, that can literally change the trajectory of your restructured family. You're trading toxic stress for creative solutions, and that's a gift to yourself and your kids that keeps on giving. In the chapters ahead, we'll get real about what the collaborative process looks like in action, from choosing your professional team, to diffusing conflicts, to crafting a co-parenting plan that puts your children at the center. We'll talk about how to manage the emotional upheaval of divorce and come out the other side, whole and hopeful. Because the end of a marriage, hard as it is also the start of a new story for your family, and you get to write it. As you continue listening, I encourage you to notice what resonates, what challenges you, what opens up new possibilities in your mind and heart. Take your time, be curious, and know that no matter how lost you might feel right now, there is a community of caring professionals ready to light the way forward, whenever you're ready. At Trussler Legal, we're passionate about helping families navigate change with compassion. We know collaborative divorce isn't the easy road, but we've seen time and again how it can plant the seeds for a brighter, more peaceable future. If you're intrigued, if you have questions, please reach out. We're here to help you explore whether this path might be right for you. Chapter 4. Collaborative divorce versus mediation, spotting the difference. All right, friend, let's clear up some potential confusion. Many folks, in their journey through the maze of divorce options, stumble upon two terms, collaborative divorce and mediation. They might sound like interchangeable methods for peaceful divorces, but there's a twist. They're as distinct as apple pie and key lime pie, both pies, sure, but with different flavors. Let's break down the details. The role of professionals. Collaborative divorce. This method boasts a full-on team. You've got your lawyer, but there's also a smorgasbord of other professionals possibly involved. Financial experts, child specialists, and even coaches. Think of it like having a Swiss Army knife for divorce, a tool, or expert, for every possible scenario. Mediation. Picture this as a bit more streamlined. Here, a neutral third party, the mediator, steps in, helping both parties hash out their issues. While mediators are skilled in facilitating communication, they don't take sides and won't offer legal advice. Legal representation. Collaborative divorce. Each spouse has their attorney, and these aren't just any attorneys. They're specifically trained in and committed to collaborative law practice. Their goal? Find win-win solutions for everyone involved. Mediation. While you can have an attorney during mediation, it's not mandatory. The mediator is there to guide the process, but they don't represent either party and cannot give legal advice. Some folks opt to consult lawyers outside of mediation sessions for guidance. If parties in a collaborative case hit a roadblock, they can bring in a mediator to help resolve specific issues without abandoning the collaborative process. The Participation Agreement. Collaborative divorce. This is like a pact made by both parties. Everyone signs a participation agreement, committing to transparent negotiations and vowing to keep things out of court. The agreement includes a disqualification clause. If things do end up in court, the collaborative attorneys must withdraw, and new representation steps in. This keeps everyone motivated to find solutions at the table. Mediation. While mediation promotes voluntary participation and open dialogue, there isn't a binding agreement keeping the process out of court. However, if an agreement is reached, the mediator typically drafts a mediated settlement agreement, MSA, which is legally binding once signed by both parties and their attorneys, if they have them. Confidentiality. Both processes prioritize privacy. In collaborative divorce, there's a contractual agreement to keep negotiations confidential. In mediation, confidentiality is protected by state law with some exceptions, such as reports of child abuse. The approach to negotiation. Collaborative divorce. It's all about those cooperative vibes. With a team behind you and the possibility of joint meetings with both parties and attorneys present, negotiations focus on understanding each party's needs and interests, ensuring both sides feel heard and respected. Mediation. In Texas, we primarily use caucus-style mediation, where the parties are in separate rooms, and the mediator shuttles between them. The mediator takes the reins, guiding the conversation and helping both parties reach an agreement. The emphasis is on communication and understanding, but it lacks the structured, team-driven approach of collaborative divorce. In terms of divorce options, both collaborative divorce and mediation are both alternative dispute resolution methods. But as we've seen, the process for each is unique. As you forge ahead on this journey, remember, the path you choose should resonate with your needs, your values, and your vision for the future. And if you're ever in doubt, your legal team or a neutral expert is just a phone call away. Help is at your fingertips, ready to guide you towards the resolution that works best for you and your family. Chapter 5. Why collaborative divorce works so well. We've all seen it. Those courtroom dramas where soon-to-be exes spar like gladiators, attorneys throw around jargon like confetti, and the entire process feels like, well, war. But here's a revelation. Divorce doesn't have to be a battlefield. So, why does collaborative divorce often feel like a gentle breath of fresh air in comparison? Let's break it down. Setting the tone with the participation agreement. From the get-go, collaborative divorce sets a cooperative tone. Both parties sign a participation agreement, committing to transparency, respectful communication, and staying out of court. This shared commitment to collaboration frames the process positively and encourages everyone to bring their best selves to the table. Cooperation over confrontation. Imagine you're assembling a puzzle. Would you rather battle someone for each piece or work together, appreciating each other's perspective to see the bigger picture? Collaborative divorce champions the latter approach. Instead of seeing each other as adversaries, both parties are encouraged to find common ground. And guess what? Solutions found through collaboration often stick better because everyone feels heard and valued. A supportive team approach. Think of it as having your personal dream team for your divorce process. Not only do you have a legal expert in your corner, but you also have professionals from other fields, like finance or child welfare, to guide you. The beauty? Each expert is trained in the art of collaboration, ensuring you're not just legally covered, but emotionally and financially too. Focus on the future and the kids. Let's be honest. Dwelling on the past can be like wading through quicksand. Collaborative divorce is all about looking ahead. What do you want life post-divorce to look like? How can you ensure your kids thrive? This future-focused approach doesn't ignore past issues, but reframes them as lessons to build a better tomorrow. By prioritizing a functional co-parenting relationship and shielding children from conflict, collaborative divorce helps lay the foundation for a healthy family dynamic going forward. Tailored solutions. No two relationships are the same, so why should their endings be cookie cutter? Collaborative divorce understands this. Instead of one-size-fits-all solutions, the process is tailored to fit you and your spouse's unique situation. Whether it's deciding on assets or crafting a co-parenting plan, you have the flexibility to come up with solutions that work specifically for your family. Voluntary participation. There's a certain magic in choosing to be a part of something, isn't there? Collaborative divorce is voluntary. This means both parties willingly come to the table, ready to discuss and negotiate. That initial agreement to participate often sets a positive tone, ensuring everyone's more invested in the process and its outcomes. Potential cost and time savings. While not the primary focus, it's worth noting that the cooperative approach of collaborative divorce can often lead to a more efficient, less expensive process compared to litigation. By staying out of court and working together to find solutions, couples can potentially save on legal fees and reach a resolution faster. A client's perspective. Don't just take my word for it. Here's what Catherine, one of my clients, had to say about their collaborative divorce experience.
I was terrified of divorce, but collaborative divorce was a game changer. Having a team of experts to guide us and keep things focused on solutions rather than blame made all the difference. We were able to create a co-parenting plan that works for our family, and I feel like we can actually communicate better now than we did when we were married. It wasn't always easy, but it was so worth it.
In essence, collaborative divorce flips the script. It takes a process historically drenched in confrontation and negativity and transforms it into an opportunity for growth, understanding, and mutual respect. It acknowledges that even though a marriage is ending, the relationship, especially when children are involved, is evolving rather than disappearing. As you consider your options, remember that collaborative divorce, while often beneficial, does require commitment from both parties. It's not always easy, but for those willing to lean into the process, the rewards can be significant. With the right mindset and a skilled collaborative team by your side, you have the power to turn this chapter's end into an empowering new beginning. So take a deep breath, trust in the process, and know that a brighter future is within reach. Chapter 6. Collaborative divorce versus mediation, spotting the difference. All right, friend. Let's clear up some potential confusion. Many folks, in their journey through the maze of divorce options, stumble upon two terms, collaborative divorce and mediation. They might sound like interchangeable methods for peaceful divorces, but there's a twist. They're as distinct as apple pie and key lime pie, both pies, sure, but with different flavors.
Let's break down the details.
The role of professionals. Collaborative divorce. This method boasts a full-on team. You've got your lawyer, but there's also a smorgasbord of other professionals possibly involved: financial experts, child specialists, and even coaches. Think of it like having a Swiss Army knife for divorce, a tool or expert for every possible scenario. Mediation. Picture this as a bit more streamlined. Here, A neutral third party, the mediator, steps in, helping both parties hash out their issues. While mediators are skilled in facilitating communication, they don't take sides and won't offer legal advice. Legal representation. Collaborative divorce. Each spouse has their attorney, and these aren't just any attorneys. They're specifically trained in and committed to collaborative law practice. Their goal? Find win-win solutions for everyone involved. Mediation. While you can have an attorney during mediation, it's not mandatory. The mediator is there to guide the process, but they don't represent either party and cannot give legal advice. Some folks opt to consult lawyers outside of mediation sessions for guidance. If parties in a collaborative case hit a roadblock, they can bring in a mediator to help resolve specific issues without abandoning the collaborative process. The participation agreement. Collaborative divorce. This is like a pact made by both parties. Everyone signs a participation agreement, committing to transparent negotiations and vowing to keep things out of court. The agreement includes a disqualification clause. If things do end up in court, the collaborative attorneys must withdraw, and new representation steps in. This keeps everyone motivated to find solutions at the table. Mediation. While mediation promotes voluntary participation and open dialogue, there isn't a binding agreement keeping the process out of court. However, if an agreement is reached, the mediator typically drafts a mediated settlement agreement, MSA, which is legally binding once signed by both parties and their attorneys, if they have them. Confidentiality. Both processes prioritize privacy. In collaborative divorce, there's a contractual agreement to keep negotiations confidential. In mediation, confidentiality is protected by state law with some exceptions, such as reports of child abuse. The approach to negotiation. Collaborative divorce. It's all about those cooperative vibes. With a team behind you and the possibility of joint meetings with both parties and attorneys present, negotiations focus on understanding each party's needs and interests, ensuring both sides feel heard and respected. Mediation. In Texas, we primarily use caucus-style mediation, where the parties are in separate rooms and the mediator shuttles between them. The mediator takes the reins, guiding the conversation and helping both parties reach an agreement. The emphasis is on communication and understanding, but it lacks the structured, team-driven approach of collaborative divorce. In the grand pie chart of divorce options, see what I did there? Both collaborative divorce and mediation occupy the "let's keep this amicable" slice. But, as we've seen, the way they fill that slice is unique. As you forge ahead on this journey, remember, the path you choose should resonate with your needs, your values, and your vision for the future. And if you're ever in doubt, your legal team or a neutral expert is just a phone call away. Help is at your fingertips. Ready to guide you towards the resolution that works best for you and your family. Chapter 7. Collaborative divorce. Is it for you? If you've made it this far, you're probably mulling over the idea of going the collaborative route. I don't blame you. It's a compelling option. But you'll want to ensure collaborative divorce is for you and your family. Here's how to gauge if it's the right fit. Assess the level of conflict and trust. Thorough. When you're evaluating the level of conflict in your relationship, we can measure it on a sliding scale. On one side of the scale, there's "we can chat about the weather without drama." And on the other, it's "even discussing the remote control sparks World War III. Collaborative divorce thrives when both parties can engage without fireworks at every turn. It also requires a foundation of trust and transparency, as you'll be openly sharing financial and other sensitive information. Evaluate your communication and problem-solving skills. Self-check. Do you find it relatively easy to express your thoughts without turning into a boiling kettle? Can you listen without immediately jumping into defense mode? Are you open to creative solutions that might look different from traditional win-lose outcomes? Collaborative divorce works wonders when parties are open to constructive dialogue and thinking outside the box. If communication isn't your forte, don't fret. there are coaches to help refine these skills. Consider the complexity of your divorce. Life is complicated. Do you have assets that span two continents? Or a scenario where deciding who gets the pet turtle feels like splitting the atom? The more intricate the issues, the more you might benefit from the team approach of collaborative divorce. You'll have a cohort of professionals ready to navigate even the most labyrinthine challenges. Factor in family dynamics. If you have children, collaborative divorce could be especially beneficial. The process prioritizes maintaining a functional co-parenting relationship and shielding kids from conflict. You'll work with child specialists to craft a parenting plan that puts your children's well-being front and center. Reflect on your personal values and commitment. Collaborative divorce aligns with certain personal values, maintaining privacy, as opposed to airing dirty laundry in court, having more control over the process and outcome, and committing to a less adversarial path. Both parties need to be fully invested in the process, prepared to see it through even when the going gets tough. Ask yourself, do these values resonate? Are you willing to flex, bend, and sometimes readjust expectations in the spirit of reaching resolution? Weigh the costs. Collaborative divorce can be cost-effective in the long run, especially when compared to drawn-out court battles. However, with multiple professionals involved, initial costs might feel steep. Balance this against the potential savings in emotional and long-term financial strain. Also consider the costs of privacy and control that you could be giving up in litigation. When collaborative divorce may not be appropriate. While collaborative divorce has many benefits, it's not the right fit for every situation. If there are issues of domestic violence, substance abuse, or severe mental illness, the power dynamics and safety concerns may not be conducive to the collaborative process. Trust your gut and consult with professionals to determine the safest path forward. Navigating the terrain of divorce is no stroll in the park. But by evaluating your situation against the collaborative backdrop, you can better decide if it's the right trail for you. And hey, you're not alone on this hike. Whenever you need guidance or a touch of expertise, your collaborative team is ready to be your trusty compass. The path may be challenging at times, but with the right approach and support, you can emerge on the other side with your dignity, relationships, and future intact. Chapter 8. Navigating the collaborative divorce process in Texas. Diving into the collaborative divorce process might seem like a leap, but with the right approach and a map in hand, it becomes a strategic journey. Let's break down the process step by step for the great state of Texas. Finding a collaborative attorney. Start with research. Look for attorneys who are not only skilled in family law, but also specifically trained in the collaborative law process. I'll discuss this more in a later episode, but it's very important to find an attorney that has not only training, but actual experience with collaborative divorce cases. The International Academy of Collaborative Professionals, IACP, and local collaborative practice groups are great resources to find qualified collaborative attorneys. Recommendations from trusted friends, online reviews, and initial consultations can further help narrow down your options. Remember, you're entrusting someone with guiding you through a significant life transition. Signing the participation agreement. Mutual agreement. This document is your commitment to resolving issues privately outside of the courtroom. Everyone involved, both parties and their respective attorneys, signs this, emphasizing a cooperative, interest-based, non-positional, non-adversarial approach focused on solutions. The agreement also ensures the confidentiality of the collaborative process, fostering an environment for open, productive discussions. Assembling your collaborative team. Building a comprehensive support system. This isn't just about lawyers. You might enlist financial experts to help with budgeting and asset division, child specialists to develop an effective parenting plan, or mental health professionals to navigate the emotional challenges. Every professional plays a unique role in providing comprehensive support for each aspect of the divorce. Joint collaborative meetings. Structured discussions. During a series of meetings, all parties gather for structured discussions where issues are raised and resolutions are sought. While organized with set agendas, these meetings are also designed to be a safe space for candid conversation. Minutes are taken to track progress. If negotiations hit an impasse, an impartial mediator can also be brought in to help reach consensus. Negotiating a settlement. Crafting an acceptable outcome. With guidance from your team, you'll negotiate the specifics. While fair can be subjective in divorce, the collaborative process focuses on crafting outcomes that respect both parties' needs and lay a healthy foundation for the next chapter. From asset distribution to co-parenting plans, the aim is to reach a balanced agreement through open, good-faith negotiations. Drafting and finalizing the divorce agreement. Finalizing details. Once you've come to an agreement, the attorneys draft the divorce paperwork. After thorough review and potential revisions, both parties finalize the agreement with their signatures. Filing with the court. Wrapping up. With the finalized agreement, your attorney files the necessary documents with the court. Rather than a drawn-out trial, a judge reviews and, if all is in order, approves the divorce. The collaborative route is often faster and more cost-effective than litigation. Embarking on a collaborative divorce means choosing a smoother, more amicable process when you understand the steps involved. And with experienced guidance from your hand-selected collaborative team, you're well-equipped for the journey ahead and positioned for a better next chapter in your life. Chapter 9. Choosing your battles. Interest-based versus positional negotiation. If you've ever negotiated who gets the last slice of pizza, you've dipped your toes into the vast ocean of negotiation styles. When it comes to divorce, the stakes are undeniably higher than pizza, but the principle remains. The method you choose can make all the difference. Here's a breakdown of two primary negotiation styles you'll encounter in a collaborative divorce setting. Interest-based negotiation. Digging deeper. Interest-based negotiation is like being an archaeologist of feelings. Instead of focusing solely on surface demands, this method delves into the underlying motivations, needs, fears, and desires. It's asking, what do we really need and why, versus just staking out opposing positions. This is what we call your interests or goals for collaboration. It's not just about what you physically want, it's about why you want it. For instance, it's not, I'm keeping the house, but rather, I want to be in a safe neighborhood where we can disrupt the children's environment the least and not have to worry about making the bills every month. Advantages. By addressing the root concerns and goals, it's more likely to find solutions that satisfy both parties. It promotes understanding, fosters mutual respect, and often results in creative solutions that wouldn't have been apparent in a more confrontational, traditional adversarial setting. Positional negotiation. Staking a claim. Think of positional negotiation as planting a flag on a hill and defending it. Here, each party starts with their initial position and then makes concessions until they find a middle ground, or don't. It's a legal tug of war. Challenges. While it might sound straightforward, positional negotiation is more adversarial by design. It risks entrenching both parties in their initial demands, and parties can become more committed to winning the negotiation than finding a mutually beneficial outcome. It can turn negotiation into a zero-sum, scorched-earth game, where one person's gain is the other's loss. Example, scenario. The vacation home. Imagine a couple trying to decide the fate of their vacation home post-divorce. Positional approach. One party might insist on selling the property, while the other demands to keep it. They haggle over this binary choice, potentially leading to resentment and a solution neither really likes. Neither party examines the why behind their positions. interest-based approach. Instead of immediately staking claims, they discuss their motivations. One party wants to sell because they're worried about financial security. The other wants to keep it for the sake of family memories and continuity for their children. By sharing their underlying interests, creative win-win solutions become possible. Knowing these motivations, they might decide on a solution, like renting out the home for part of the year to cover costs while still keeping it in the family. Also, using a child expert on the team to bring the voices of the children, minors or adults, into the room in a healthy way might be useful and an equitable long-term solution. Navigating through a divorce requires the finesse of understanding not just the end goals, but the underlying motivations driving those goals. Interest-based negotiation is a cornerstone of the collaborative approach, setting the stage for solutions that meet both parties' true needs. By choosing the right negotiation strategy, parties can find solutions that genuinely resonate with their needs and aspirations. And with seasoned guidance from your collaborative team, you're equipped to make the best choice for your unique situation. Chapter 10. All hands on deck, the collaborative team approach. The saying, "It takes a village to raise a child," is well known. Similarly, when navigating a divorce, it often takes a well-coordinated team to ensure an equitable and considerate resolution. Think of it as assembling your personal team of superheroes, each with their unique power, working together for a common good. Here's a closer look at who's on the roster. Benefits of a team approach. Strength in numbers. With a collaborative team, you're not relying on one perspective. Instead, you harness a diverse range of expertise, ensuring every aspect of your divorce, from finances to child well-being, is given the attention it deserves. Holistic understanding. Beyond just legalities, a team approach recognizes that divorce affects emotional, financial, spiritual, and familial aspects of life. By addressing each facet, you stand a better chance of emerging with a more balanced and sustainable agreement and a healthier perspective for your future. The attorneys. Guiding light. Each party has their own attorney. These legal experts provide counsel on rights, obligations, and the intricacies of family law. But remember, in a collaborative setting, while they advocate for their client, collaborative attorneys pledge to work cooperatively, not combatively, with the other side, to find the best solutions for all. They'll educate you on the range of options in court in order to give perspective. We often refer to this as showing you the box so that you can think outside of it. The facilitator or coach. The bridge builder. This person keeps things on track. They manage the process, facilitate effective communication, and ensure the collaborative approach stays constructive. They also help keep emotions regulated and exchanges productive, so hurt feelings don't derail progress. Think of them as a referee, mediator, and compassionate cheerleader wrapped in one. Key. The financial professional. Your number navigator. Divorce gets complex when assets, debts, and future planning come into play. This expert ensures both parties have a clear view of their financial landscape. They'll analyze holdings, prepare detailed current and projected budgets, and explain the short and long-term implications of various settlement options. With their guidance, you can craft fiscally sound solutions. The child specialist. The voice amplifier. Children can often feel unheard during a divorce. A child specialist makes sure their needs and feelings are central considerations, whether through direct inclusion or by proxy, acting as a conduit between the child's world and the negotiation table. They help inform parenting plans and visitation agreements that prioritize the child's well-being. Note that in some cases, the work of the child specialist extends to adult children as well, particularly when family businesses or legacy assets are involved. Other possible team members. The extended roster. Depending on the unique contours of your divorce, other specialists may join the squad. This could include estate planners, tax experts, therapists, or even a collaborative process mediator for high-conflict situations. It's all about aligning the right support with your specific needs. When embarking on a collaborative divorce, your team is your safety net, ensuring no aspect gets overlooked and that your holistic needs are met. This multidisciplinary model provides the most comprehensive support to navigate the complex journey of uncoupling. With each professional addressing a different piece of the puzzle, legal, financial, emotional, familial, but working together synergistically, you can walk this path feeling deeply supported and confident in the foundation you're laying for the next chapter. With a collaborative squad on your side and the seasoned guidance of professionals like Christy Trusler, you're poised for a process that's as smooth and mutually respectful as possible. Chapter 11. Dollars and Cents, the Financial Aspects of Collaborative Divorce. Money makes the world go round, or so the saying goes. But when it comes to divorce, finances can make heads spin and hearts ache. It's not just about who gets what, but understanding the full financial landscape to make informed, forward-thinking decisions. So, let's unfold that map together. Understanding family finances. The blueprint. Before you can make decisions, it's essential to grasp the full financial picture. This includes assets, debts, investments, and expectations for future expenses like college tuition. But it's not just about the numbers on paper. It's also vital for each party to clearly articulate their financial goals, fears, and aspirations post-divorce, as these shape the path forward. It's about laying a foundation that reflects the realities of the past and the hopes for the future. The role of financial professionals. Your financial navigator. Think of them as your GPS through the financial maze of divorce. Financial neutrals provide objective advice, helping both parties comprehend their monetary situation and the implications of potential decisions. Through clear explanation and illustration, they equip spouses to confidently grasp the current financial landscape and evaluate future scenarios. Their mission is to replace fear and confusion with knowledge and empowerment. Gathering financial information. Financial fact-finding. Just as detectives gather clues here, you're assembling all pertinent financial records. Tax returns, bank statements, retirement accounts. The more comprehensive, the better. This is about creating a complete, transparent snapshot of the marital finances. Educating both spouses on family finances. Knowledge is power. It's not uncommon for one spouse to have handled the lion's share of finances during a marriage. In a collaborative divorce, the aim is for both parties to be on equal footing, fully understanding the family's financial health, obligations, and prospects. The financial neutral serves as an interpreter and guide, ensuring both spouses are conversant in the language of their financial lives. Analyzing financial information. Crunching the numbers. Once all data is on the table, it's time to delve deep. This isn't just about current worth, but projecting future needs and assessing how different settlement options might pan out down the road. The financial neutral scrutinizes budgets, assesses tax ramifications of different asset splits, and projects long-term implications of various support scenarios. No financial stone goes unturned. Developing financial scenarios. Exploring paths. Consider this the choose-your-own-adventure step. The financial professional models out different settlement scenarios, illustrating potential outcomes. For instance, they might depict how different divisions of a retirement account could affect each party's long-term security, or how various spousal support structures could impact cash flow and tax obligations over time. By exploring a range of financial futures, spouses can make more informed, confident decisions. Reaching a financial agreement. Crafting consensus. With all the groundwork laid and scenarios mapped, it's time to find that middle ground. This is where the open, honest communication and creative problem-solving of the collaborative process really shine. Guided by the financial neutral's insights and the collaborative attorney's legal expertise, spouses work to devise a financial settlement that feels fair, workable, and future-facing for all. Financial Transparency and Trust. Opening the books and hearts. Hidden assets or undisclosed debts can shatter more than finances. They break trust. In a collaborative divorce, there's an ironclad commitment to transparency. Not only is this ethically proper, it's pragmatic. Incomplete or inaccurate financial disclosures can lead to settlements that prove unworkable or unfair down the road. True transparency lays the groundwork for an agreement that stands the test of time. It signals respect and paves the way for smoother negotiations and lasting accords. Finances, while intricate, needn't be intimidating. With the expert guidance of the financial neutral, in concert with the legal, communicative, and psychological expertise of the other collaborative professionals, you can navigate this complex terrain with clarity and confidence. Their combined guidance helps pave the way to a divorce financial settlement that balances the needs of all and equips both parties for the next chapter. You can step into your financial future feeling informed, understood, and empowered. Chapter 12. Kids at the Heart: Collaborative Divorce and Your Children. At the center of many divorces, echoing louder than any asset or financial concern, are the voices of children. They don't often sit at the negotiation table, but their presence is deeply felt. Collaborative divorce, in its heart and approach, ensures that children aren't just bystanders, but central considerations in the process. Promoting cooperation between parents. United for the kids. Divorce doesn't end the parent-child relationship, it reshapes it. By cooperating, parents send a powerful message to their kids. Even though the marriage is ending, the unwavering commitment to their well-being is as strong as ever. Every interaction, from the first collaborative meeting to the final settlement, is an opportunity to model respect, empathy, and problem-solving to your children. Involving child specialists. Giving kids a voice. Child specialists act as a vital bridge, ensuring children's needs, fears, and desires are not just heard, but deeply understood and respected during the divorce process. They give children a safe harbor to express their feelings and concerns. They help parents see the world through their children's eyes and craft parenting plans that honor those perspectives. Their insights are instrumental in weaving a settlement that truly reflects the best interests of the children. Creating a customized parenting plan. Blueprint for each family. No two families are the same, so why should parenting plans be cookie cutter? Collaborative divorce empowers parents to draft a plan as unique as their children. This might mean crafting a schedule that accommodates a child's extracurricular passions, or designing a communication approach that respects a child's close bond with both parents. By listening closely to each child's needs and crafting a plan around them, you create a blueprint for a future where your children can thrive. Reducing emotional trauma. Shielding. Young hearts. The collaborative process is designed to reduce hostility, ensuring that children are spared the brunt of any animosity. By fostering respectful, solution-oriented conversations, it helps parents manage their own emotions and conflicts in a way that shields children from unnecessary pain. It creates a buffer of civility and cooperation, allowing children to process the changes in their family with less turbulence and more security. Establishing a strong co-parenting relationship. Teaming up for the long haul. Divorce may end a marriage, but it doesn't end your shared role as parents. Collaborative divorce helps you lay the foundation for effective communication, mutual respect, and shared parenting goals. But it's up to you to continue building on that groundwork, prioritizing your children's well-being, and presenting a united front. Even when it's challenging, it's a daily commitment to put aside past grievances and focus on being the best co-parents you can be. The collaborative process equips you with the tools. How you use them shapes your children's future. Fostering long-term well-being. Planting seeds of resilience. By putting children's emotional and psychological needs at the forefront, collaborative divorce helps instill resilience, adaptability, and self-assurance. It shows children that they are loved and valued, even as their family structure changes. It equips them with the stability and support to weather this transition and emerge stronger. Most importantly, it models for them a way to face life's challenges with grace, wisdom, and compassion. When children are involved, divorce takes on profound significance. Collaborative divorce sets families on a path toward healing and hope. But the true measure of its success lies in the days, months, and years after the agreement is signed, when parents continue to center their children's needs with every interaction and decision. That's the enduring promise and power of a genuinely child-centered divorce. With the guidance of dedicated experts like we have at Treusler Legal, you can be confident you're giving your children the best foundation for the future and yourself peace of mind in the present. Chapter 13. Finding emotional balance, collaborative divorce, and your well-being. You're more than a name on a legal document. You're a tapestry of emotions, aspirations, fears, and hopes. Divorce, as life-altering as it is, doesn't only shift legal status, it reshapes emotional landscapes. Here's how collaborative divorce serves as a balm, ensuring you don't just sign papers, but embark on a journey of emotional healing and growth. Fostering open communication. Unlocking honest conversations. It's easy to bottle up emotions, especially during something as charged as a divorce. Collaborative divorce encourages open dialogue, providing a safe space for both parties to express and hear each other's feelings, concerns, and desires. This isn't about airing grievances, but about understanding perspectives and finding common ground. With each honest exchange, you're not just dismantling communication barriers, but building bridges to a more peaceful future. Providing professional support. Your emotional dream team. Alongside legal experts, collaborative divorce includes dedicated mental health professionals to support you every step of the way. Divorce coaches help you manage the day-to-day emotional challenges, improve communication with your spouse, and develop coping strategies. Therapists provide a space to process deeper feelings, gain self-awareness, and work towards healing. These professionals are your emotional anchors throughout the process, ensuring you're never navigating the stormy seas of divorce alone. Promoting a sense of empowerment and control. Steering your own ship. Rather than feeling like a helpless passenger, collaborative divorce empowers you to be an active participant in shaping your future. This could mean expressing your needs and fears openly in a collaborative meeting and having them acknowledged and addressed in the settlement. Or it might be working with your coach to define your goals for life post-divorce and then advocating for those priorities at the negotiating table. Collaborative divorce gives you a voice and the support to use it with clarity and confidence. Reducing conflict and stress. Choosing peace over discord. While divorce is inherently stressful, the collaborative approach is designed to minimize unnecessary conflict. By replacing adversarial posturing with respectful problem solving, it reduces the emotional bruising that can come from constant courtroom battles. It creates a safer, saner space to process this profound life transition, allowing you to conserve your emotional energy for healing and growth rather than depleting it on hostility and animosity. Building a foundation for emotional healing. From heartbreak to wholeness, with its emphasis on open communication, holistic well-being, and professional support, collaborative divorce lays the groundwork for healing. It doesn't promise a painless path, but rather provides the tools and guidance to process the hurt in a healthier way. It's a starting point, not a finish line. With the resources and skills gained, you're better equipped to continue the healing journey long after the ink dries on the divorce decree. Collaborative divorce plants the seeds. Your ongoing self-work and commitment to healing make them blossom, encouraging self-reflection and personal growth. Discovering your strongest self. Divorce has a way of holding up a mirror, inviting you to look at yourself in new ways. Collaborative divorce, with its built-in support system, provides a framework for this self-reflection to be not just painless, but profoundly enlightening. Your collaborative team, especially the mental health members, can serve as guides in this self-discovery. They can help you identify patterns, reframe perspectives, and envision new possibilities. In their care and counsel, you might just catch a glimpse of the wiser, stronger self emerging from this challenge. Collaborative divorce doesn't just help you end a marriage, it empowers you to begin an exciting new chapter of personal growth. Remember, divorce may reshape your life, but it doesn't define you. With the emotional support and tools offered by the collaborative approach and the guidance of compassionate experts, you can not only survive the emotional roller coaster of divorce, but emerge from it with renewed resilience, self-awareness, and hope for the future. You're not just moving on, you're moving forward into a life of emotional wholeness and exciting new possibilities. Chapter 14. The Art of the Talk: Broaching Collaborative Divorce with Your Spouse. Introducing the idea of a collaborative divorce to your spouse is like pitching a novel to a publisher. You believe in the story, but how you present it can make all the difference. Here's a roadmap to help you navigate this crucial conversation, ensuring it's both productive and compassionate. Choose the right time and setting. Setting the stage. Much like you wouldn't propose at a funeral, timing and setting are key when bringing up divorce. Choose a quiet, neutral place where you both can speak without distractions. Ensure it's a time when you both are relatively calm and not under immediate stress. If you are working with an individual counselor or couples counselor, consider seeking their guidance on broaching the topic in the most appropriate way for your situation. Be prepared. Know your stuff. Remember those school presentations? This isn't much different. The more you know about collaborative divorce, the better equipped you'll be to answer questions and address concerns. And trust that there will be questions. The more knowledgeable you are, the more confidence and calm you'll project in the conversation. Your spouse will sense that this isn't an impulsive idea, but a carefully considered proposal rooted in care for the whole family. Use I statements and non-blaming language. From accusation to invitation, instead of, "You never listen," try, "I feel unheard when." Framing feelings and perspectives with I ensures you're expressing your reality without attacking your spouses. This extends to how you present the benefits of collaboration. Rather than, "Collaborative divorce will be better for you because," try, "I believe collaborative divorce could help us both feel more in control of the process and outcomes." This keeps the focus on shared goals and mutual gain. Focus on the benefits for both spouses and children. Highlighting the wins. Remind your spouse that collaborative divorce isn't about one person coming out on top. It's designed to create a win-win path forward. Some key advantages to mention. Collaborative divorce often provides more privacy, as personal details aren't aired in court. It can save money compared to litigation. And most importantly, it usually leads to more personalized, sustainable agreements, because you two retain more decision-making power with the guidance of experts. Framing it as a way to protect your children from conflict and secure better futures for all can be particularly compelling. Be open to questions and concerns. Making space for doubts. This conversation isn't a closing argument, it's an opening dialogue. Invite your spouse to share their thoughts, fears, and questions openly. If they express concerns, validate them. You might say something like, "I understand feeling apprehensive about this. Divorce is a big unknown. But from what I've learned, the collaborative approach is designed to provide more support and reduce anxiety compared to court battles. Still, I know it's a lot to process. What are your biggest worries?" Showing you hear and empathize with their perspective can soften resistance and build trust. Be patient and give your spouse time to process. Planting a seed. Just as you needed time to understand and warm up to the concept of collaborative divorce, your spouse likely will too. If they don't immediately embrace the idea, that's okay. Avoid pressuring them for an instant decision. Assure them you're open to continuing the conversation whenever they're ready. The goal of this initial discussion is to introduce the concept and invite further exploration, not to force a choice. Suggest a consultation with a collaborative divorce professional. Inviting an expert. Perspective. Remember, you don't need to have all the answers. If your spouse has questions you're unsure about, or you sense they might be more receptive to information from an objective third party, suggest meeting together with a collaborative divorce professional like Christy Truesler. An experienced collaborative attorney or divorce coach can address concerns, provide a clearer picture of the process, and help you both assess if this approach fits your situation. They can be a knowledgeable, neutral sounding board to guide your decision. A final note, if you have serious concerns about your spouse's ability to engage in the collaborative process in good faith, for instance, if there's a history of domestic violence, substance abuse, or untreated mental health issues, it's advisable to consult with a collaborative professional privately before raising the topic directly with your spouse. They can help you assess the situational safety and strategize the best approach. Conversations about divorce, no matter how sensitively navigated, are rarely comfortable. But with thoughtful preparation, a solution-focused mindset, and the guidance offered here, you'll be well-positioned to introduce the concept of collaborative divorce in a way that sets a hopeful, constructive tone for the journey ahead. Remember, how you begin this dialogue shapes everything that follows. By leading with empathy, openness, and a focus on shared well-being, you're planting seeds for a healthier process and outcome for all involved. Chapter 15. Life after the end. Thriving post-collaborative divorce. The final gavel strike, the ink drying on the papers, and just like that, the collaborative process concludes. But let's be honest, this isn't really the end. In fact, for many, it's the beginning of a renewed journey. Life, after a successful collaborative divorce, can be rewarding, fulfilling, and, dare we say, a tad bit exciting. Listen to what Angela, a recent collaborative divorce client, shared.
I thought I'd feel lost after the divorce was final, but instead, I felt this unexpected sense of possibility. It was like I had a clean slate to rewrite my story.
While the transition isn't always easy, and that's okay, the skills you've honed during the collaborative process, clear communication, creative problem solving, self-reflection, will serve you well as you navigate this new terrain. Here's how to harness those strengths to make the most of this next chapter. Maintaining a positive co-parenting relationship. Parenting Ta Tong Tu Turo. The marital bond might have ended, but the parental one endures. Prioritize open, respectful communication, just as you did during your collaborative divorce. Set clear boundaries and expectations. And remember, it's about focusing on your children's well-being. Celebrate milestones together, address challenges as a team, and consider tools like co-parenting apps to keep everyone on the same page. It's teamwork, just with a new playbook. Focusing on personal growth. Rediscovery and reinvention. Divorce has a way of shaking up your identity. Embrace this as an opportunity to rediscover parts of yourself that may have been neglected and to explore new facets you'd like to develop. Dive into hobbies you shelved, sign up for that art class, or plan that solo adventure you've been dreaming about. As you learned in your collaborative journey, growth often lies outside your comfort zone. Finding support from friends, family, and professionals. Your environment matters. No one thrives in isolation. Lean on the support systems you cultivated during your divorce, and don't hesitate to expand them. Reconnect with old friends who make you feel seen and understood. Seek out divorce support groups to bond with others navigating similar transitions. And consider working with a therapist to process any lingering grief or anxiety. Just as you had a team to guide you through the collaborative process, let trusted allies accompany you on this new leg of the journey. embracing new opportunities. Seize the day. With change comes possibility. Whether it's exploring a career shift, planning a bucket list trip, or signing up for salsa lessons, give yourself permission to say yes to new adventures. As a now-retired collaborative mental health professional always told her clients, you have a unique chance to design a life that truly fits and fulfills you now. Don't let fear hold you back from painting outside the lines. Rebuilding your financial foundation. Money matters, reimagined. Just as you worked with a financial neutral to untangle your marital finances, continue to approach your new financial reality with clarity and intention. Create a budget that reflects your updated needs and goals. Explore investment strategies to grow the assets you retained. And consider meeting with a certified divorce financial analyst to optimize your post-divorce financial plan. Taking educated, empowered steps with your money can provide a great sense of security and confidence as you move forward. Nurturing your emotional well-being. Heart and soul. Care. Divorce is an emotional earthquake, and aftershocks are normal. Give yourself grace as you process the complex feelings that can arise, even after an amicable split. Prioritize self-care practices that replenish you, whether that's morning journaling, nature hikes with your dog, or coffee dates with your most affirming friends. On the tough days, remember the emotional resilience you develop during the ups and downs of the collaborative process. You've got this. As you embark on this new chapter, keep the wisdom of writer Layla Gifty Akida close to your heart. Every end is a new beginning. Through the grace of God, we can always start again. Your collaborative divorce has equipped you with invaluable tools and insights to architect a fulfilling fresh start. While the path ahead may have its share of stumbling blocks and detours, it's also rich with possibility. Greet it with an open mind and a courageous spirit. Surround yourself with supportive voices and nourishing practices. Embrace your capacity for resilience and joy, even in the midst of change. And know that the healthier, more hopeful future you and your family have worked so hard to sow during this collaborative process is yours to harvest, one intentional day at a time. For further guidance and inspiration, check out these powerful resources. Co-parenting After Divorce podcast by Dr. Jeremy Gaze. The Co-parenting Handbook by Karen Bonnell. Rebuilding When Your Relationship Ends by Bruce Fisher. The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown. Divorcecare.org, a searchable directory of divorce recovery support groups. Life After the End of Your Marriage is Unwritten. May you fill the pages with wisdom, resilience, and, above all, a renewed sense of hope. The best is yet to come. Chapter 16. How to Find the Perfect Collaborative Divorce Lawyer. Choosing the ideal collaborative divorce lawyer is a bit like selecting the perfect dessert from an extensive menu. It requires careful consideration of your unique tastes and needs. But fear not. With the right knowledge and strategies, you can pinpoint the attorney who will best represent and guide you through the collaborative process. Understand the role of a collaborative divorce lawyer. Your guide, not your gladiator. Unlike traditional litigators who may take an aggressive adversarial approach, collaborative attorneys are trained to foster constructive dialogue and cooperation. They focus on facilitating respectful, solution-oriented discussions rather than courtroom combat. Understand that their role is to educate, advise, and advocate in a manner that benefits both parties and the process as a whole. Ensure proper training and experience. Credentials count. When evaluating potential attorneys, don't hesitate to inquire about their specific training and experience in collaborative law. Ask questions like, what formal collaborative law training have you completed? How many collaborative cases have you handled from start to finish? What percentage of your practice is devoted to collaborative divorce? The more depth and breadth of experience they have, the better equipped they'll be to guide you through the nuances of the process. Beware of bait and switch tactics. Trust, but verify. Be cautious of attorneys who advertise collaborative services, but seem to steer conversations toward litigation. If a lawyer frequently mentions going to court as an option or disparages the collaborative model, that's a red flag that they may not be genuinely committed to the collaborative path. A true collaborative advocate will express confidence in and dedication to the process. Consider location and meeting format. Proximity and preference. Ideally, you'll want to choose an attorney who is local to you. They'll be well-versed in Texas family law and make in-person meetings more convenient. However, if you're open to working primarily via Zoom, as many have grown comfortable with post-pandemic, you may have more flexibility to select a lawyer from a broader geographic area. The key is finding the right fit, whether that's across a conference table or a computer screen. Consider your preferences and discuss meeting format options with potential attorneys. Assess communication style and rapport. The language of law. Legal concepts can be complex and intimidating. A skilled collaborative attorney will be able to explain them in a way that makes sense to you. During your consultation, ask them to describe a challenging legal issue and evaluate whether they do so in a clear, accessible manner that resonates with you. If you find yourself confused or put off by their communication style, that's likely a preview of difficulties to come. The right fit will leave you feeling informed, understood, and empowered. Trust your instincts. The gut check. As with any important relationship, sometimes your intuition is your best guide. If something feels off in your interactions with a potential attorney, even if you can't articulate why, pay attention to that feeling. Remember, you'll be sharing deeply personal details of your life and relying on this person's counsel during a vulnerable chapter. The right collaborative lawyer will put you at ease, instill confidence, and align with your values. If your gut is telling you to keep searching, trust it. Consult collaborative practice group directories. A roster of referrals. Many collaborative lawyers belong to practice groups that provide advanced training, maintain ethical standards, and foster a team approach. To find collaboratively trained attorneys in your area, check out directories like Collaborative Divorce Austin at collaborativedivorceaustin.com, Collaborative Divorce Texas at collaborativedivorcetexas.com, International Academy of Collaborative Professionals at collaborativepractice.com. These directories can be a great starting point for identifying qualified collaborative counsel near you. Choosing a collaborative divorce lawyer is a pivotal decision that will shape your experience of the process and its outcomes. By understanding what to look for, what to ask, and what feels right to you, you can approach this choice with confidence and clarity. Rest assured, the perfect partner to guide you through this chapter is out there. With the strategies outlined here, you're well on your way to finding them. And if you need any further guidance on selecting collaborative counsel or navigating the process itself, don't hesitate to reach out to us at Trussler Legal. We're here to empower you on this journey, every step of the way. Chapter 17. The Road to Collaborative Contentment. Ah, we've traveled a long and enlightening road together, haven't we? From unraveling the threads of collaborative divorce to navigating the potential bumps and bends, our journey has been both eye-opening and empowering. But as we draw the curtains on this guide, let's reflect on some of the key takeaways. We've seen how collaborative divorce prioritizes open communication, creative problem solving, and mutual respect. We've explored how the team approach, with legal, financial, and mental health professionals working in concert, provides comprehensive support for all aspects of the divorce process. And we've understood how this model aims to minimize conflict and protect the well-being of all involved, especially children. Divorce, in any form, isn't a walk in the park. But collaborative divorce offers a path paved with understanding, cooperation, and the belief that families can transition without destroying the very fabric of their relationships. It's a process tailored for those with the wisdom to put hostility aside and the courage to venture off the well-worn path of litigation. It's for those who understand that winning in divorce often comes at too high a cost, and that a more peaceful, cooperative dissolution is a victory in itself. The guidance offered here isn't just a playbook, it's an invitation to consider a gentler, more constructive approach to a challenging life transition. By leaning into collaboration, we prioritize emotional well-being, financial clarity, and most importantly, the stability and happiness of our children. If you're facing divorce, you might be feeling overwhelmed, anxious, and uncertain about the future. Those feelings are valid and normal. But know that you have a choice in how you navigate this transition. By exploring collaborative divorce, you're opening the door to the possibility of a process that is guided by your values, respectful of your relationships, and supportive of your goals for life after marriage. As you embark on your own journey, you can visit my website at austincollaborativedivorce.com for more information. If you'd like to discuss your specific situation with me, you can schedule a consultation directly from the website. Remember, in taking the road less traveled by of collaborative divorce, you're not walking alone. You're joined by a team of experienced guides and a community of fellow travelers, all committed to a more conscious, peaceful uncoupling. May you find strength in their company and wisdom in the journey. Thank you for joining me on this voyage of discovery and empowerment. As you step forward into the next chapter of your life, hold tight to the knowledge and insights you've gained. Use them as a compass, guiding you towards choices that honor your values, your relationships, and your hopes for the future. The path ahead may feel uncertain at times, but know that you have within you the resilience, the wisdom, and the capacity for joy to not just survive this transition, but to thrive in its wake. Collaborative divorce is a powerful tool to help you do just that. I wish you courage, clarity, and peace as you navigate this new terrain, and I trust that the collaborative path will illuminate a brighter, more hopeful horizon. Onward and upward, my friend, the best is yet to come.